Meseches Maaseros Perek Beis. Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yizchus Li'ilui Nishmas Reb Aaron Yudaleib Ben Reb Noach Tzvi. The second Perek of Meseches Maaseros deals with the fact that, as we learned at the end of the first Perek, you are only obligated to separate all the various gifts, Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Trumas Maaser, once the fruit is ripe and it's finished its production. What we said earlier was Re'ias Pnei Abayis. It's been brought inside. But if the fruit has not yet finished its production, it hasn't been fully finished, then you're allowed to eat Achila Sarai, you're allowed to eat a temporary snack, a impermanent eating, without separating Trumas and Maaseros. Says the first Mishnah. Hayover Bashuk, if an ignorant man, an Ama Aretz, is walking in the market, and he's not someone that you trust necessarily gave tithes. Vamar, and now if he tells you tululachem te'enim, take for yourselves figs as gifts. So then Ochlin, you're allowed to take gifts, you're allowed to eat them temporarily. Upturn, and you don't have to give maestros, because we assume if he's inviting you to eat, he probably knows the halacha that it only becomes obligated in Trumos and Maestros once it's ro'e pnei abayis, if you just want to eat it temporarily. And when he's inviting you to eat, it's because it was never yet ro'e pnei abayis. This is produce that has never yet come inside a home. Therefore, there has yet to be a full obligation of maaser. Lefichach, therefore, im hechnisu levateim, once you bring it into the home, then misnaknim vadai. Then you have to separate all the various tithes with a sense of certainty that you're obligated in separating those tithes. But if the ignorant man didn't tell you, take and eat, he said to you, tluvach nislevateichem, you can take and bring it into your home. In other words, he's saying, I already brought it into the home, I was obligated in Maaser, I separated the Maaser, so now you can go take, bring it into your home and eat it there. Then lo yochlu mehen arai, then you're not allowed to eat a snack of these produce, because we only believe him that he brought it into his home, but we don't believe him that he separated all the tithes. Basically, then, we're in the status of Tevel. In such a case, if you bring this produce, these figs, into your home, you only have to separate it the way you separate from Demai, as we learned in the Masechet Demai. In regards to Demai, it's a suffix, it's a doubt whether you have to separate. So you give Trumas Maaser, you give Maaser Sheni, but whereas Maaser Rishon, you just declare that it's Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Ani, also you only declare that it's Maaser Ani, and in terms of Truma Gedola, you assume that the Am Haaretz did give Truma Gedola. So basically the Mishnah is teaching us, if an Am Haaretz tells you, you can take some of my figs and eat them, so that probably means you can snack from them. That means that they have never yet been fully finished in their manufacture. They haven't been brought into the home, so you can snack from them. Once you bring them into the home, then you're fully obligated in all the Trumos and Maaseros. But if the Amaret says, why don't you take and bring it into the home? I already brought it into the home. I already separated Trumos and Maaseros. Then we don't believe in that he separated Trumos and Maaseros. Now we deal with the regular situation of Demai, that we have a suffix, maybe he didn't separate Trumas and Maaseros. The second Mishnah. Hayoshim b'shar b'chanus. Let's say I'm sitting in Reuven's gate, or I'm sitting in Reuven's store. V'amar, and the Amaret says to me, tlulachem te'inim, why don't you take some figs? Ochlin, then I can take the figs. And Peturim, I'm exempt, because since it isn't my gate, it isn't my store, and it isn't the gate in the store of the Am Haaretz, so even though it came inside, it's not yet fully obligated in Maaseros. However, Balashar Balachanus, if I'm the owner of the gate, or I'm the owner of the store, and I'm taking figs into my gate and store, Chayav, then they're obligated in Maaseros. I can't snack from them. I first have to separate Trumas and Maaseros. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, Rabbi Yehuda says, a gate is not a place of eating. A store is not a place of eating. So if I take even a fig into my store, it's still exempt from Maaseros. At Shiachzeres Panav, until I turn my face away from people, that people won't see me, then I can eat. Or at Shishanim Makom Yeshivas, or I move where I'm sitting from the front of the store to the back of the store where nobody's watching. If I brought it to that place where I would eat, then my gate and my store would obligate it in Maaseros. The third Mishnah. Let's say somebody is bringing fruits from the Galilee to Judea. So he cut them in the Galilee and he's intending to transport them to Judea, to sell them in Judea. Then they would only be considered having entered their home, becoming fully finished and obligated in Trumos and Maestros once they get to Judea. Or if he's going up to Yerushalayim, Ochel Mehen, he's allowed to eat from these things in a temporary basis. Ad Shumakia Lamakam Shuholech, until he gets to that place where he's trying to get to. V'chein v'chazar, the same would be true if in the middle he decided to turn back. He was taking the fruits from the Galilee to Judea, then he decided to go back to the Galilee. So long as he hasn't come back home to his destination, he can still be snacking from it with achilas arai, with temporary eating. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, it doesn't have to be till you get to your ultimate destination, ad shemagil l'makom ha-shvisa, once you get to the place where you're intending to spend Shabbos. Harochlan machzirim ba'arayos, when you have peddlers who go from city to city, Oakland, they can keep snacking from their fruit. Ad shemagim l'makom alina, until they get to the place where they're intending to sleep. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Abayis harishon, the first house that he gets to in the city that he's planning to sleep in, who base, so that's already the house that creates the obligation of Meiser, but halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The fourth Mishnah. Let's say I have a basket of grain. And Peiro, Shatar, Manach, Lonigmer, Malachtan. I haven't finished all their work. I haven't piled them up. I haven't smoothed out the pile. I haven't done the Miruach. And I already give some Chuma from them. So does the giving of Chuma now make it that it's considered that I finished their work and now they're obligated in Chumas and Maestros and I can't snack from them without first separating the Chumas and the rest of the Maestros? So Belezer Osimilechol Mehen Arai. Belezer says giving some Chuma makes it permanent. You can't now snack from them anymore. Chachamim permit you to still snack from them because the fact that you gave some Chuma doesn't make it considered finished. Chutz Mikal Kalas Teinim. But the Chacham would agree that a basket of figs is different. We learned in the last chapter that a basket of figs is obligated in Maestros and you can't snack from them without first separating Maestros once you cover the figs with leaves or when you fill the basket of figs or when you pick enough for your needs. So the Chacham say, let's say you had figs in the basket and you didn't cover it with leaves, or you haven't filled it up, or you didn't pick enough for all of your needs, and you separate Shuma from it. Once you separate Shuma from this basket, you're not allowed to snack from the basket until you separate all the other tithes. That's the view of the Chachamim. Kalkalas Te'enim Shatarma, if you have a basket of figs that you separate Shuma from, as we just said, according to the Chachamim, you're now not allowed to snack from it. Chacham Osrin. Rabbi Shimon believes that even a basket of figs is like what the Chacham say about other fruits, that the giving of Chuma doesn't make it considered finished, and you can still snack from it even after you've given Chuma without separating the other tithes. Rabbi Shimon Mati, Rabbi Shimon permits you to keep snacking from it. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, even in regards to figs, a basket of figs, separating Chuma doesn't yet make it considered fully finished. Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah. From now till the end of the Perek, we're going to deal with the topic of sale of produce. For the sale of produce is like Rias Pnei Abayis, it's like considered finishing the production of the fruit, that you're now allowed to snack from it until you separate all the Chumas and Maestros after the item was sold. If somebody says to his friend, here's this coin. Now give me for it five figs. Rabbi Meir says, you're not allowed to eat the figs, you're not even a snack from them until you first give them the maestros. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. Now, since you're paying for it, now it becomes finished and it becomes tevel. You're not allowed to eat from it until you separate Shumas and Maestros. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ochel achas achas pater. If you're going to eat fig by fig, then if the seller gives you fig by fig to eat, then you are exempt from giving maestros because in that way the figs are not yet considered established. But if the seller gave you two figs at once, then chayiv, then you are obligated to give maestros.
Amr Yehuda, Rita says, Ma'ase beginas vadim shayse b'Yerushalayim. There was a story in the rose garden in Jerusalem that had figs growing there. And the owner of this rose garden used to pick the figs and sell them. They used to sell 3 or 4 figs for a single isar. And from those figs that were bought, people used to only eat it one by one. They used to take one, eat it, then get another one delivered and eat that. So they never would end up separating chumos and maestros from it. The sixth Mishnah. Homer l'chaveiro. Somebody says to his friend, Halach isar zeh. Here is this coin, this isar, be'esertainim she'avorli, for the 10 figs that I'm going to choose, and then pick them off of the tree. Borer v'ochel, again, he can pick one by one, and if he picks one by one, he doesn't have to give maestros. He can pick one, eat it, then pick the next one, eat it, doesn't have to give maestros. If he'd pick two, combining two, then already he'd have to give maestros. Let's say a person says, here's an isar, be'eshkol she'avorli, for the cluster of grapes that I'm going to pick. Megarger v'ochel, he can pick grape by grape, eat it each one at a time, and there would be no obligation in maestros. Perimon she'avorli, if he says to a friend, here's an isar for the pomegranate I'm going to pick, porid v'ochel, while the pomegranate is attached to the tree, he can take seed by seed and eat it and not have to separate maestros. Avatiach she'avorli, here's a coin for the watermelon that I'm going to choose. Sofes va'ochel, while it's still attached to the ground, he can cut slice and slice off of it and eat it without having to separate chumos and maestros. Aval, but if he said, here is this coin, be'esim te'inim elu, for these 20 figs, b'shnei eshkolos elu, for these 2 clusters, b'shnei rimonim elu, for these 2 pomegranates, b'shnei avatiachim elu, for these 2 watermelons, then ochel kedarko pater, so then he can pick them and eat them in a temporary way and not have to separate chumos and maestros, because he bought things attached to the ground. And since he bought things attached to the ground, so while it was attached to the ground, the purchase of something which is attached to the ground is not considered purchase. The purchasing makes it finished. Since the purchasing didn't make it finished, he can eat from it as long as it's a snack, and it wouldn't be obligated in maestros first. Seventh Mishnah, Hasocher Sapoel Liktzos Imo Bateinim, a person who hires a worker. Now there's a halacha that workers are allowed to eat in the field while they're working in the field. So if I hire a worker to help me with my figs, let's say to put the figs out to dry, Amar lo, and the worker told me, Amanash Ochel Teinim, I'm accepting to work on condition that I can still eat some of the figs while I'm working with them. Ochel, he's allowed to eat from the figs. Potter, and he's exempt from giving Meiser. Because he can eat, and he's exempt from giving Meiser. Because this eating is a biblically he's allowed to eat. The Torah says, Ki tavo bekerem riecha v'achalta anavim kenafshecha saveecha, that a worker is allowed to eat from the vineyard that he's working in. So even though he made a condition, the condition doesn't mean that there was a new deal. He already was up, already from the Torah, he's entitled to these things. So it's exempt from maestros. It's only a snack. But if he said, Almanasha ochalan yuvani, not only will I eat from it, which the Torah allows me, but I'm going to insist that my son be allowed to eat from it, then I'll work from you. Or he says, Almanasha yochal bani bischari, I'm going to let my son work instead of you giving me a wage. Then, hu ochal upater, the worker can eat, and he'll be exempt from maestros because the Torah enabled him to eat this. So his eating is not a purchase. Uvno ochel v'chayev, but when his son eats, then there is an obligation of giving maestros because the son's eating is a purchase. A purchase makes it obligated in maestros. If the worker says, Amanasha ochel b'sha'a saktsiya, on condition that I eat while I'm putting it out to dry, and when I finish all my work, I should still be able to eat. Since the Torah already gives him the right to eat while he's working with the figs, So then he can eat from the figs, and he would be exempt from separating Trumas and Maestros, because that's not something that he purchased. Well, Acharak Tzia, but when he's eating after he already put the figs out, Ochel V'chayev, what he's eating, would be obligated in separating Maestros. Shein Ochel Menat Torah, because that's not something that he's entitled to eat from the Torah, it's something he's getting to eat because of a condition. A condition is a sale. A sale makes it obligated in Maestros. So, Yaklal, this is the rule that we're trying to convey in this Mishnah. Ochel Menat Torah Pater. If somebody's eating because the Torah gives him the right to eat, then he's exempt from separating Trumas and Maestros. Shein Ochel Menat Torah. But if he's not eating because the Torah gives him the right, but he's eating because of a condition, Chayiv, then he's obligated to separate Trumas and Maestros before he eats a large amount. Mishnah Ches. Haya Osa Bulavasim. A worker who's working with inferior figs, Loyoch Bivno Sheva, he doesn't have a right to eat superior figs. Bivno Sheva, if he's working in the superior figs, Loyoch Bilavasim, he doesn't have a right to eat in the inferior figs. Avomoneu Esatzom, but what he can do is he can deny himself, Achimagil Amakamayafos, till he gets to the place where there's the nice figs. And then, Vaochel, then he can eat from them. And then, at that point, when he's eating from the nice figs, he wouldn't be obligated in Maestros, because the Torah gave him the right to these figs. Once the Torah gave him the right to these figs, so then the halacha is that he's entitled to snack on it without separating Trumas and Maestros. Hamachlefim Chaveiro. Let's say somebody makes an exchange with his friend. Zelecho v'zelecho. That each one is going to take figs. In other words, I'm going to let you eat from my figs because you're going to let me eat from your figs. Or zelixos vil zelixos. I'm going to say you're going to take some of the figs that I'm drying. In return, I'll take some of the figs that you're drying. Zelecho v'zelixos. I'll eat some of the fresh figs and you'll be able to dry. Or the other way, you'll eat some of the fresh figs and I'll be able to dry. I'll take some of your dry figs. In all these cases, when there's an exchange, chayiv, so then they're obligated to first give maestros before they can even snack, because there's a deal. Once there was a deal, it's a purchase, and a purchase is the equivalent of ri'as p'nei abayis. It makes it obligated fully in maestros. Rabbi Yudom and Rabbi Yudah says, hamachlif lechol chayiv. If I'm saying, I'll eat from yours, you'll eat from mine, we're exchanging rights to eating, then there's obligations of maestros. The lictos, but if we're exchanging just to put out the figs to dry, pater, there's an exemption from maestros because the work hasn't yet been finished. And since the work hasn't yet been finished, he's allowed to snack from it. Ad kan perek sheni of Maseches Maestros. Apparently the Tanakhama holds that even though I'm just swapping, you'll dry and I'll dry figs, and the figs are not yet finished, but that's still enough to make an obligation in Maestros, because that's already a sale, and all sales create binding obligations then on the Maestro, on the fruits, that Maestros be separated from them before you snack from them.